Hello. Welcome back. I hope you guys had a good weekend. This podcast is going to be okay. It's going to be fine. We're going to get through Monday together. So it'll be a good time for both of us. Not much happened over the weekend. Fucking the venue I was performing at in Times Square got shut down because someone made a complaint. Apparently, you're not allowed to have live outdoor comedy shit in Times Square. So we got shut down, which is so sad because I was starting to do comedy consistently again. And I was starting to see comedians again, which is just great. Just, you gotta love seeing other comics. Especially those comics that you don't even know that well. But you still know them, but you just don't know them well. That's always an awkward place to be. Like, acquaintance relationships are the worst. Especially those where, like, you know someone well enough where you know their name, you know what they look like, you definitely know who they are, but you don't know them well enough where if you see each other from across the room, you go and say hi. Because it's just like, I don't know you that well, so I'm not going to make the effort to fucking take 20 steps over to you. So then you guys just are talking to different people and just waltzing around the room, just pretending like you guys didn't see each other, even though you did. And then maybe, you know, 30 minutes into whatever gathering you're at, you're like, oh, hey, what's up? Oh, I didn't see you there. How are you? Blah, blah, blah. Which is all fake. It's like, I saw you 20 minutes ago, but I don't know you that well. I hate acquaintances. I hate every acquaintance in my life. I hate them all. I hope they all die. And it's nothing against them. It's nothing personal. I just hate those interactions. Every acquaintance relationship I have is like a will they, won't they, Jim and Pam, The Office season 2 and 3 type of dynamic. Well, it's like, will you say something or will I say something? Oh, who knows what's going to happen? It's so dramatic. That's why I just like getting to know people well. Because then you just walk up to them and be like, hey, you bitch, how you doing? And just get it out of the way. Or if you don't know them at all, that's even better. Then you don't even have to say anything. I wish there was like a fast forward button on relationships with people where you could just fast forward through like the intermediate part. I just want to know. I just want to get to the end. If you hate me or you don't hate me. That's what I want to get to. And then we can just be on our way. I feel like I have soft beef with so many people. You guys know what soft beef is? I mean, hard beef, like, real beef is, like, if you see someone and you want to fist fight them. But soft beef is literally, like, you're in the same room and you just don't even acknowledge each other. It's just unspoken resentment towards each other. I got soft beef with a lot of people. And it comes in waves. One month I'll hate one guy. The next month I'll like him. Next month after that I'll hate him. That's just the human condition. I'm also very pro talking shit behind people's backs. I think it's a great thing. I think being able to talk shit behind someone's back is... there's only positives. It's a completely positive thing. I hate that. Say it to my face. I hate that. Oh, if you're going to talk shit, then say it to my fucking face. No. I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want to argue with you either. Talking shit behind someone's back is like, it's the best of both worlds. You get to preserve the relationship with the person you're talking shit about, and you get to release your frustrations about them. Because if you aren't able to talk shit about someone, then you guys are just going to argue. So you might as well just go to a third party and be like, man, Jim's fucking toes are long. Or whatever complaints you have about Jim. And then you can go back to Jim and be like, hey, Jim, nice toes. Because you got it all out. You got it all out. So, Yeah, talking shit behind people's backs is great. If people talk shit behind my back, which, of course people do. Everyone, if you know people, they're talking shit behind your back. If you just know people, they're complaining about you. They don't like the sound of your voice. It's fine. Humans just don't like each other at certain points, at certain times. Just let it out. Let it out like after you've eaten a bad cupcake and just let the diarrhea flow. Man, fuck that guy. Just let it flow. Let it flow. And talking shit behind someone's back, that's different than gossip. It's different than spreading rumors. Okay, I'm not pro spreading false rumors. That shit is fucked up. Just start telling people that someone has AIDS. That's not cool, man. You can't just give people imaginary AIDS at will. It's just not kosher. Or and airing out people's business too. Like I'm like keeping secrets is important. Keeping secrets is very important. Don't spread each other's secret. Although it is tempting to tell other people another person's like deepest, darkest secret, just because you just win trust points with the person you're telling, right? I mean, even though you're breaking the trust of the guy you're holding the secret of, the person you're telling the secret to, they're like, oh man, you trust me enough to air out this other dude's dirty laundry? We are closer, and it's hard to pass up an opportunity to connect with another human. But yeah, I mean, you shouldn't do that. But talking shit behind people's backs, go for it. It can only go up. So yeah, man. Comedy's coming back. Getting to talk to different acquaintances and et cetera, et cetera. One thing I realized too is, you know when people say like, "I don't give a fuck." It's never real. It's never a real thing they feel. If you have to say out loud that you don't give a fuck, then you do. If you really didn't give a fuck, then you wouldn't even say it. You know? Just go up to your friend. You know, your ex is dating a large black man. I don't give a fuck, dude. Your ex is dating three black guys at once. Dude, I don't give a fuck. Sounds like you do. People who say they don't give a fuck always are shouting it. They can never say it normally. There's never anyone who says, "I don't give a fuck." Like, I don't give a fuck. They're always like, "Dude, I don't give a fuck." Okay? While a single tear starts forming at the edge of their eye. It's like, I think you care a little bit. I think you do. Dude, I don't even care, man. I used to have, like, this is gonna sound so fucking nerdy, but whatever. My roommate in college, I lived with him for, like, 1 year. He would, like, compete with me on grades. I don't know why, but every time, like, we would take the same class, he'd be like, "What are you gonna do? What are you getting your midterm? What are you getting your midterm?" And if I got a higher grade than him, then he'd just be like, "Dude, I don't even care. You just studied harder. That's the only reason why." It's like, yeah, that's how the world works. Because if you study harder, you work harder, then you tend to get a better result. What were you hoping for? Just coasting off natural talent? You don't have any. You're talking to me. Okay? If you're talking to me, socially, you're not doing too great. So how about you just make this more bearable for the both of us and stop asking me when I get in my midterm? I don't give a fuck that you get higher than me. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, that dude was like a super Christian guy. It was weird. It was really weird, thinking back. He was super religious. He was a very religious man, and he was just so competitive. At the same time, he actually texted me like a couple years ago. He was like, how you doing? I'm just like, oh, no, nothing much. I'm doing comedy. He's like, oh, wow. I guess that finance degree really paid off. I'm like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you. You just had to rub it in. You know what? It does. I'm going to be the greatest capital asset pricing model comedian in the world. I'm going to make jokes about long-term investment horizons. That's going to be me. Yeah, but that guy, he never did anything fucking anything, dude. He didn't drink. He didn't fuck. He never jerked off, I think. I don't know. Probably never even been to Pornhub in his life. What a loser. Are you a loser if you've never been to Pornhub or you go on Pornhub every day? I think the latter is the biggest loser. I don't know, because if you've never been on Pornhub, then you got some Mormon shit going on. I mean, like, I think a normal amount is, like, if you go, like, twice a week, then you're in the healthy region, right? But if you go less than, like, you know, a couple times a year, then I think you got some religious demons in you. I think you were raised either super Catholic or super Muslim. And you don't eat a certain type of meat. I think that's how religious you are. So this dude, he never even went to Pornhub. I have to say, though, the saddest shit on Pornhub is, like, seeing those videos that only have, like 5 views. Even 100 views. It's just sad. First of all, I will say, the videos on the top page, dude, it's, all of them have just, like, 500 billion views. It doesn't even compare. You know, like, the trending videos on Pornhub, they're just, like, they're in the trillions. And then the biggest trend on YouTube, it might be, like, 400,000 that day. It's, like, so many more people are watching porn. And it's tough for Pornhub, you know? It's fucking tough because everyone watches in incognito mode. So it's, like, do their analytics even get tracked? That would suck if they didn't. I think they do, but wouldn't that suck? It's just like Pornhub's trying to get sponsors, and they're just like, dude, listen, we get billions of hits every day, and the fucking ad companies are like, well, judging from people's histories, it looks like no one is going on your site. And Pornhub's just like, God damn it! I swear to God, people are coming on the site. I swear to fucking God. Just please, believe me. Believe me. Well, the history doesn't really show. It's gotta be frustrating for Pornhub. But I was talking about those videos that have like those videos that have like 50 views on Pornhub, because those people who submitted them, they're always, it's not never like a network, you know, it's not like Bang Bros or fucking, you know, cumsluts.com or whatever your favorite site is. It's always like a real person uploading those videos. And it's sad because, you know, people always have that mindset of like, oh, man, if I go broke, then I'll fucking, I guess I'll do porn, or I guess I'll be a stripper, or I guess I'll, et cetera, et cetera. And making that decision to actually post a video of you fucking and getting into porn, it's the same thing with starting an OnlyFans, you know? It's like that decision of like, okay, I have no more dignity. I have no more money. My bank account is at -6, and I just trimmed. So, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do porn. I'm just going to do it. Fuck it. You know, I need the money. And then you go through all that mental turmoil and just that internal debate. But my parents told me better. But no, fuck it. I need the money, as I'm a modern woman, and I got to do. But the church says that you should never show your nipples before Christmas. Oh, no, but I need the money, and I love attention, and I'll get probably likes. And go through all that mental turmoil, and then you upload the video, and no one gives a shit. No one. 50 views, and you're just like, well, I'm a failure at this too. Fuck. I've literally offered the world everything I have. You didn't like my skills. You didn't like my singing. And now I offer you my titties, and you still, no one cares? I mean, if you kill yourself after that, I understand. I understand it. I can conceptually understand why you did it. That's tough. That's rough. I swear to God, man, if you upload a video onto, like, an OnlyFans or some shit, you better be getting millions of hits. Or else it's just not worth it, you know? It's like you could have put took a part-time job at Smoothie King where they give you a shirt. It's the opposite. They give you a shirt and pants to wear. Here, cover up. We'll give you 15 an hour, consistent. You fucking, you know, upload to Pornhub, you get 50 views, and it's like it costs you 30 cents of your time. Poor Pornhub people, man. Poor Pornhubbers. Okay, it's been 15 minutes, dude. I mean, I think this has been a pretty juicy episode. Also, I don't feel like talking for 30 minutes today. So that's going to be it. Keep it short and sweet. You know, maybe I'll upload a bonus. Maybe not. But keeping it short, I do have other interesting topics that I will prepare, that I have prepared for this week. So stay tuned for Thursday, maybe a day earlier if I feel like it. And if not, then, I mean, you're not the boss of me. But you guys have a good one and enjoy the rest of your week. I'll see you Thursday.